This is Dina Marie, and many of you may be familiar with the phrase, the family that prays together stays together. And if you've listened to Catholic Radio for any length of time, I hope that you know that that phrase comes from Venerable Father Patrick Peyton. We lovingly call him the Rosary Priest. Well, in the month of September, there's a special opportunity to recognize 75 years, the 75th anniversary of Father Peyton leading his first Rosary rally right there on campus of his alma mater, Notre Dame. And so I am heading over to Notre Dame this morning to talk with Holy Cross Priest Father Charlie McCoy. I met Father Charlie McCoy at the University of Portland, which is also operated by the Congregation of Holy Cross many years ago. And he's there at Notre Dame to help get things ready for this special rosary rally in honor of Father Peyton, but also most especially to invite people to pray together as a family, to pray the rosary. Good morning, Father Charlie. Thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, Dina Marie. It's great to be here. Yeah, thanks for that wonderful introduction. So yeah, it's funny when I talk about Father Peyton with folks, sometimes they may or may not know who he is. Sometimes they might already have a devotion to him. But if they don't, if they're like, I don't know if I know that name, and I say, well, do you know the saying, the family that prays together stays together? They're like, oh yeah, I know that saying. And then I'm like, well, yeah, that's it. That's him. That's Father Peyton. And then they'll feel an instant connection with him. So that's really
Yeah,
beautiful.
it is beautiful. And I just am excited to hear that Notre Dame is having this honor for him. I remember back in 2007, I went to Pasadena, California for a big rosary rally in honor of an anniversary for him going to San Francisco. Father Peyton went all over the world leading these rosary rallies and the thousands of people. I think it was like 50,000 people came to this one that you're honoring 75 years ago at Notre Dame. Father Charlie, being a member of the Congregation of Holy Cross, Father Peyton was also a member of this community. What has been your connection with Father Peyton as a Holy Cross priest?
Yeah, it's really been something special for me. When I joined Holy Cross, I mean, first as a seminarian, I mean, one of the connections for my family was that some of them, like especially my aunts, remembered Father Peyton. And so they're like, oh, well, you're joining Father Peyton's group. That's fantastic. So it was a connection with Notre Dame. For sure, everybody knows Notre Dame, but there was just some initial excitement there. The rosary's always been something really special to my family. My grandma passed down the rosary devotion to my mother, who passed it down to us kids. So just having, Father Peyton be one of the brothers in the legacy of my life as a Holy Cross priest was always, just a really special and just a happy thing for me to sort of continue knowing that, okay, I'm part of a group that values the rosary and that one of our heroes in Holy Cross is someone who dedicated his life to promoting the rosary for sure.
Absolutely. If people don't know the story about Father Peyton, I'm going to post the link, but it's Father Peyton or
FatherPeyton.org. Yep. So,
fatherpeyton.org.
all one word just spelled out. So, Father spelled out Peyton, PEYTON.org. And that has the story of his life. It has things about how to join Father Peyton Prayer Guild, if that is something that you're interested in. It has a lot about his cause. As you said, he's declared venerable. So, it has some things about how to support the cause. So yeah, that's a really great website with his story and with a lot of ways to for you in 2025 to engage with Holy Cross Family Ministries and engage with Father Peyton to make prayer requests through his intercession. That's a very important part of the cause. So yeah, that's a great resource. Thank you so much for mentioning that right up
Yeah.
front.
And one of the ministries, Father Charlie, and this is really the ministry that helped me learn about the life of Father Peyton when I was on campus at the University of Portland, Holy Cross Family Ministries. Now, you're now working with Holy Cross Family Ministries. They're based out of Northeastern Massachusetts, which has the Father Peyton Center. Family Theater is another television,
Arm. Yep.
radio, film that Father Peyton began. He got involved in media to spread
Amazing.
devotion to Our
Yep.
Lady and the Rosary. Tell us a little bit about Holy Cross Family Ministries as you become part of that community and team in your priesthood. What's their goal and mission?
Yeah, so the overall mission, right, is the same as Father Peyton's, to spread devotion to our Blessed Mother and the Rosary, and to strengthen families through family prayer. So just that saying, the family that prays together stays together, really gives the mission of us. So it is to support family spirituality, particularly the Rosary, and then to support family life in general. As you say, the media was always a very important part of that for Father Peyton, almost from the very beginning. So there is that use of all sorts of resources. So both live sort of opportunities, for instance, with rosary rallies, but then the use of digital media now, and still the use of film of various lengths, documentaries, fuller length features, just to try to spread that message of family prayer and to try to strengthen families and provide them with resources through a lot of different media.
Father Charlie, and again, I'm talking with Father Charlie McCoy of the Congregation of Holy Cross. Notre Dame is having a celebration of Father Peyton's rosary rallies, honoring 75th anniversary of his first rally at the Bond Hall Quad on the campus at Notre Dame. And what I just noticed on the website is you, if you can't get there, like I can't get there this year, but I can watch virtually and I can log in and I can watch the whole program. So I signed up online on a whole HolyCrossUSA.org, and I can be able to be part and pray with you all for the Rosary Rally. It's on September 7th, the day before Our Lady's birthday. So that's kind of exciting.
Exactly. Yeah, so there are opportunities, right? If you go to HolyCrossFamilyMinistries.org, it'll take you there. If you go to FamilyRosary.org, it'll take you there. I mean, there are lots of different ways that you can get to that page. Right, there are in-person opportunity and then virtual opportunity. Again, we would love to have people come. We've heard that there are people coming from, carpooling, or even buses coming from surrounding states. A group in Illinois told us that that they were bringing a big group of about maybe 30 kids or so. So that's fantastic. We'd love to have people there participating in person, just to have that energy, to have that fellowship, for families to be seeing each other in the flesh, praying, to be praying with the students of Notre Dame, of Holy Cross College, of St. Mary's College. To actually, again, have that energy of people together. But for those who can't make the trip, there are those virtual options. And again, the easiest way, I might have said some of the websites wrong. The one that I am 100% sure of, if you just go to hcfm.org, HolyCrossFamilyMinistries.org, that will take you there basically in one step. Like you'll get there, you'll click on a thing that says Learn More, and then you will be off to the races. And if you sign up, that is a great thing for us, because we'll know that you're interested in participating. And right when you sign up, there's an opportunity to say, I'm planning on coming, or I just want to come virtually. So again, we know that. And if you can't, don't sign up, and you Sunday morning, you're like, I think I want to make the trip over there, don't worry that you haven't signed up. Come on
Come on
to
out.
Notre Dame campus, come to Bond Hall Quad. Yeah, it'll be wonderful to have you there.
And Father Charlie, talk a little bit about just having a rosary rally. I mean, we in Oregon have been doing for now 19 years our Rosary Bowl in October, and it started because of Father Peyton's influence and his example. Why are these kinds of events with the Rosary, our Blessed Mother, community prayer so important?
Yeah, so first, I mean, just to encourage people to pray in general, to specifically to pray the rosary, I think we're seeing a really renewed interest in the rosary, especially among younger Catholics. I think there's a real resurgence in some of these foundational devotions like the rosary. So just to build awareness of, to build devotion to the rosary, I think they're so important. But again, as I said just a little bit ago, I think there's just a beauty in the energy that you feel when you join in a big group with other people and you see, wow, my family's not alone in desiring to grow in our faith, to grow in our prayer life. There are hundreds or thousands of other families that are here, and we're supporting each other. Maybe we're supporting each other. You'll go to this rosary rally and you'll honestly meet a new family friend. Your families will become friends. You'll make that explicit connection. But at the very least, just that spiritual fellowship, that spiritual connection to say, I'm part of a group, I'm part of a movement within the church that really wants to take prayer seriously and really understands the power of prayer in our lives, you know, for intercessory prayer, for specific problems that I'm facing, but really just to strengthen myself and my family spiritually, to give us the tools that we need to live an authentic life, to live a life of virtue, a life of happiness and joy, to, you know, live a life that is working through life's problems and life's struggles, and to understand the power of prayer to do that, the power of our Blessed Mother to be an intercessor for us, a friend to us, a mother to us. I think all of that inspiration that you see when you experience a big public event and are energized by that, I think that's really the meaning and the power of this. Yeah, you know, it's really not just about showing up to the one event and saying, okay, well, I went to this event and it was fun. It really is about how this event can empower you as a family to really let family prayer and especially the rosary be something that's an anchor for you and your family and strengthen you.
Yeah, I think that is the legacy of Father Peyton, is he wanted, he saw that that's where healing comes, is in prayer, in the cell, the most basic cell of society, the family, the home. And every family is a holy family in that we're designed to reflect God and his divine love for us. So we want to
Exactly.
ignite that. Again, I'm talking with Father Charlie McCoy, a Holy Cross priest with the Congregation of Holy Cross, and their community has many saints in the makings. We're all saints in the makings, but it's wonderful to see Father Peyton's cause, Venerable Father Patrick Peyton, also Saint André Bassette, and your own founder, a Blessed Basil Moreau.
That's
And
Moreau.
so it's so great to hear that the love of the family, the love of the Holy Family, and a devotion to Our Lady and the Sacred Heart are part of the core of your community. Father, I want to talk with you more, a little bit more about Our Lady and particularly her role as our sorrowful mother in your congregation's life, but we are up to a break. So stay with
Sounds
us
good.
and let's have a conversation in the next half hour. This is Dina Marie, and I'm back with Father Charlie McCoy. He's a member of the Congregation of Holy Cross out at Notre Dame, South Bend, Indiana, right now as they're preparing for a rosary rally to commemorate Father Patrick Peyton, now Venerable Father Patrick Peyton's 75th anniversary of coming to Notre Dame as an alum, but having a rosary rally. And so they're gathering together. It's a 1 o'clock in the afternoon if you're over there in Indiana to get out there and to pray the rosary together because the rosary, I guess a world at prayer is a world at peace. That's what Father Patrick Peyton said, and he knew that that family prayer was going to heal the family with that family rosary. Father Charlie, one of the other things that happens in September, we have Our Lady's Nativity as a feast day, but also Our Lady of Sorrows, and our Sorrowful Mother is your patroness for the congregation.
Right.
Can you talk a little
Exactly.
bit about Our Lady of Sorrows under that title and how she's connected with your community?
Definitely. Yeah, first I'm just going to give a little bit of a plug. The Rosary Rally on September 7th is really part of a week-long celebration that we're doing. So we'll have a dedication of a rosary walk on the campus of Notre Dame that is for the congregation. So it's a congregational rosary walk on Notre Dame's campus. And that will be September 14th, I believe. That is the dedication. And then a novena leading up to Our Lady of Sorrows on September 15th. And then we'll celebrate that on September 15th. So Our Lady of Sorrows has been the patron for Holy Cross from the very beginning. This was Father Basil Moreau's vision. And our motto, of course, is Ave Crux, Spes Unica, Hail the Cross, Our Only Hope. And the image that we often talk about is the idea of Our Lady of Sorrows at the foot of Jesus's cross, understanding the sorrow in that, but also her having this understanding because of her unbelievable faith given to her, you know, by the Holy Spirit, that even this she could see intuitively was a moment of hope, that Jesus's death was for our salvation. And so Our Lady of Sorrows is someone who we really see as Catholics walking with us in our sorrows as our mother, accompanying us, standing at the foot of the cross of Jesus, inviting us to stand there with her, or to really understand how our sorrows are united with Jesus's sorrows and how they can be redemptive for us as well. And so she really is just this special patron of someone who walks with us with her maternal care and is for us a great sign of hope that the sorrow isn't something that is the end or the final answer in our lives, but that the sorrow that she experienced, that her divine son experienced, is something that leads us through to great hope, and that we experience God's love for us, that we experience the redemption that can happen through our sorrows, and that we can see through to the other side of the resurrection.
Father Charlie, you keep talking about hope, and I think sometimes we don't think about sorrow leading us to hope, and yet we're in a jubilee year of hope. I mean, Pope Francis gave us this jubilee year. I think that was his final gift to the church, to humankind, is to focus on hope. Give us a sense. I've read a couple of little quotes from even your constitutions, but we do not grieve as men without hope. We must be men with hope to bring. I mean, this is even in your constitutions as a
Constitutions,
community,
right.
that our faith in Christ crucified, risen, brings us hope.
Exactly. I mean, this is something that is so fundamental and so mysterious. I mean, it's such a, you know, it is really a mystery at the heart of the church, but certainly at the heart of Holy Cross. And we see this really embodied so well in Venerable Patrick Peyton. He understood the sorrows of the world, both in terms of the poverty that he experienced when he was in Ireland, in terms of what he saw when he came to America right away. I mean, he experienced the depression right away. He saw men going to war when he was a seminarian and a young priest. For him, the response of family prayer was really a response to the sorrows that the family, that he saw the family experiencing and he saw society experiencing. And what is amazing, what I mentioned to you a little bit earlier, is that whenever you see footage of him, whenever you hear people talk about him, he is not weighed down by the sorrow. He's not a, you know, a guy who is anxious or really angst-ridden, but he was just such a hopeful and joyful figure that he understood the power of prayer to be our hope in the very midst of the sorrow that he saw. He was not someone, again, who saw the world in through rose-colored glasses, who thought that, you know, prayer meant that all your problems were going to be solved and you were never going to, you know, have a worry or concern in the world ever again. But he understood, even as he looked at the world's problems, how prayer, how a relationship with our Blessed Mother, he as a Holy Cross priest, how a relationship with Our Lady of Sorrows could draw us into the mystery of Christ and his death and resurrection, and could be just an enormous sign of hope. And this is the thing that's interesting. St. Paul, you know, talks about these things about, you know, you don't have hope or faith for things that you're seeing. You have hope or faith for things that you're not seeing. In some sense, hope only makes sense when you are looking at the world's sorrows. I mean, if everything is just already peachy keen and, you know, there's not a trouble in the world, there's no reason for hope, right? And so each of us as a human being is confronted with a choice when we're looking at sorrow and or when we're looking at sin, when we're looking at the difficulties that we face. Are we going to face these things again with a sense of despair, or are we going to face these problems with a sense of hope and a belief that God has something greater in store for us than we can imagine, right? People who don't have faith, even the apostles, as their faith was shaken, what did they see when they knew their Lord was crucified? Don't know. right? But we know that when we look at the cross with faith and hope, that we can understand where it led for Christ and where it can lead for us as believing people.
Father Charlie McCoy with us as we celebrate the life of a venerable now, Father Patrick Peyton. The ministries that Father Peyton started so many decades ago, from Indiana to the Sunset Strip in Hollywood, California, they've gone international and they've been international. When you talk about bringing hope, can you share a little bit about the international touch that Father Peyton has made with Holy Cross Family Ministries?
It is really remarkable. So Holy Cross Family Ministries has, I think it's 27 Peyton centers around the world. And I think we're in 18 countries. I should be more up on this than I am, but I think it's 18 countries. And the reach of Holy Cross Family Ministries internationally, not just in terms of geography, but in terms of the ministry that they do, is really remarkable. In some parts of the world, Holy Cross Family Ministries is just so tied into the local church that they are providing just tons and tons of family ministry for the local church. In many places, Father Fred Janga, our president, joked with me about this, that where he is from in East Africa, it's difficult for people to understand the difference between Holy Cross Family Ministries and Holy Cross. They think they're just exactly the same. Or in some places, they don't even understand the difference between Holy Cross Family Ministries and their local parish. It's all tied up for them. That sort of is how integrated Holy Cross Family Ministries is. And prayer and spirituality is always at the foundation, but in a lot of places, especially internationally, there is a kind of also social, I don't want to really say social service, but a kind of family social support aspect to it as well. Things like marriage counseling, family counseling. That's a big part of what Holy Cross Family Ministries does around the world, just providing really foundational spiritual support for families, prayer, and then again, even in these other sort of more practical ways, for lack of a better word.
And again, that rooting in our Blessed Mother, I guess entrusting our families to Our Lady has always been the heart of Father Peyton.
Yeah, I mean, he again understood Mary as his own mother. You know, that she wasn't just the mother of Christ, but she was the mother of us all. And so that Marian devotion exactly is just for Father Peyton and for Holy Cross Family Ministries. Marian devotion and love of the family are just completely intertwined. To just think about Mary in many ways as kind of the center of the Holy Family, you know, even just the way we normally write it, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, you know, she's kind of there in the center. And she as that foundational piece, something that we in our families, you know, can turn to her as our mother to strengthen us in our own families. Just a particular part of the vision for Father Peyton.
That's beautiful. Well, again, I've been talking with Father Charlie McCoy, Holy Cross Family Ministries. Again, if you're at Notre Dame, you can either join them in person or virtually, like I'm going to do, is to be with the Rosary Rally on Sunday, the 7th of September. It'll be 1:30 Eastern time and an opportunity to do the Holy Cross Rosary Walk. Again, the Novena to Our Lady of Sorrows is in the month of September. So a lot of opportunities for us to unite peace and hope, you know, to bring all of that together through the spirit of Venerable Father Patrick Peyton. Father Charlie, I'm so grateful for the opportunity that we've had to reconnect. I know that we're going to do more interviews and to bring maybe Father Jenga on to talk more about Holy Cross Family Ministries and the mission of spreading family prayer. So stay with us for those opportunities in the future. And would you please help us close in leading us in prayer and your blessing?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Loving God, we give you great thanks for the witnesses of holy men and women in our lives. We pray in a particular way in thanksgiving for Venerable Patrick Peyton and the blessing that he was to families. We pray that all of our families might be strengthened by a devotion to our Blessed Mother, that they might understand the power of prayer to guide them through their sorrows, in their joys, and to bring them and their families to you. We pray that all of us who are listening here might be blessed. We pray that the blessing of Almighty God may come upon you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father Charlie, and have a blessed day.
You as well. Thank you, Dina Marie. God bless.